This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. Voting in a grocery store. If you're from Austin, this might feel like a normal thing, but to those who are newer to town, it is unusual. A listener asked AT Explained, what's the history behind why so many polling locations in Austin are in grocery stores? KUT's Jimmy Moss has the story.
Mariko Troyer grew up in Westchester, New York. She went to college in Seattle. She used to vote at conventional places, government-type buildings, schools, libraries, you know, that sort of thing. When she moved to Austin, she was surprised that the polling location closest to her work was a Randall's store.
Just as I was thinking about it, it's really strange, to, at least as far as I'm concerned, to vote in a grocery store. I was talking to a couple of my friends about it, too, who live out of state, and they also thought, grocery store, why would you vote there?
Which prompted this question for KUT's AT Explained project.
What's the history behind so many polling locations in Austin that are in a grocery store?
It goes back a few decades. Travis County Clerk Dana DeBeauvoir says voting in grocery stores started sometime in the 90s.
Randall's and Wheatsville and Fiesta and a couple of other grocery stores stepped up for us, especially after 2000, and said we will help you because we just couldn't find enough locations to reach our growing population without their real estate.
She approached the stores with the idea of making voting more of an everyday activity.
Elections needed to go where the voters were and not expect voters to go where the ballots were. So I stopped offering only locations that were government buildings and started offering locations where voters already were, and that included all kinds of retail opportunities.
Through the years, she's opened up voting centers in malls and shopping centers like South Park Meadows. International grocery chain MT Supermarket on North Lamar has also come on board. Travis County uses as many grocery stores as it can, usually to great success, maybe too great, especially as lines grow during the last hours of early voting and on election days.
Take it easy on them. You know, it's hard on them when those lines really pile up like that. We don't have to treat them that way. There are other locations where you can vote more quickly.
DeBeauvoir also understands the sacrifice of the valuable floor space in a store that is effectively loaned to voters for a few weeks. So far, it seems there's a lot of giving from the stores. So what might they get out of it? Lilia Rodriguez is a spokesperson for Fiesta Mart. She says grocery store voting is a win-win for the store and customers.
So you can go in, you know, vote, do your thing and shop, or shop and then, you know, stand in line depending upon how busy it is. I mean, really the thing is to gauge it.
Stores may also pick up customers that would not typically be in the habit of stopping in.
Maybe they weren't aware that the Randall's was there. So there is a great opportunity to drive some traffic to the store. So we're happy to be a part of that.
Christy Latta is the director of public relations for Albertsons Southern Division. Albertsons is the parent company of Randall's. She says a grocery store, like voting, is central to a community.
Allowing people a place to come and vote that's easily accessible is one of the benefits that we see as part of this.
But you might notice the biggest player in the Austin grocery market is missing.
If you're talking about getting Texas families what they need,
what we want,
what we love,
no store does more than my HEB.
Except when it comes to voting locations. HEB used to have in-store voting, but as Dana DeBeauvoir explains,
a private sector business claimed that they were the same thing as voting and insisted that HEB allow them to set up a table inside the store right next to voting for their private sector business.
That business was a group called Independent Texans, which was suing to be allowed to petition inside HEB stores. The group was led by activist Linda Curtis. Curtis once ran for city council and more recently led a group called Indy Austin, which organized a number of failed petition-led city ballot initiatives. At the time, Curtis argued that since HEB was a polling location, it was also a community center and therefore had to allow active petitioning. And she was not necessarily wrong. The lawsuit was filed on the group's behalf by the American Civil Liberties Union. During elections, campaign representatives can advocate, wave signs, old-fashioned electioneering, most things short of harassment, as long as they're at least 100 feet from a polling place. For most grocery store locations, that means it would be allowed on their property. A creative interpretation of the law could have it in the frozen food or produce section without restrictions. HEB's bottom line was they really did not want solicitation of any kind in or around its stores.
So they said, we're not going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars defending a lawsuit that isn't our primary function, and so we're just going to step out of the voting business.
Linda Curtis would not agree to talk on tape, but she did tell me the goal was not to shut down HEB as a polling location. Back in 2002, when retail voting was relatively new, she says HEB did not consider all that they would be getting into. The lawsuit was eventually dropped, but it may have been a part of the decision to scale back HEB's involvement on election days. In a statement sent to KUT, HEB's Director of Public Affairs, Leslie Sweet, said, "We worked hard in collaboration with the county clerk's office to keep early voting at our locations, but with quite possibly the busiest parking lots in town, it became logistically untenable. HEB started to pull back its participation and finally ended it in 2014. Legal hurdles aside, with all of the convenience grocery store voting brings to the table, it is perhaps surprising that it's not more common elsewhere.
Well, Travis County was certainly a leader in this area. And I learned of it from a couple of other states who were doing it. And there are some other places in Texas. Other counties have learned this approach and have found it also successful. So there are some other places in Texas.
Fiesta Mart is based in Houston. While both of its Austin locations have been polling places since 2000, only one of its 20-plus Houston locations is serving as a polling place to vote now. Randall's was originally founded in Houston. It only has two locations in that area that serve as polling places. Meanwhile, in Travis County, Randall's has only two that do not. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
Much more at atexplained.org. You can ask your own question there, or you can subscribe to this podcast. It's at atexplained.org. ATXPLAINED.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.